Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not thou dismayed, for I am thy God, said the Lord Jesus Christ. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. See that in the book of Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. And he said unto me, strengthen ye the weak hands, and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. In the book of Isaiah chapter 35, verse 3 and 4. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of the heaven and the earth, and he has promised that he will raise up his own people at the end of time to live and reign on this planet forever and ever. Who actually is going to inherit this planet? It is the saints of the Most High God. And that is what I want to point out. They may persecute, Christ has already said they will persecute, because the kingdom of this world belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at that in the book of Daniel chapter 7. It has been prophesied in the Bible, in the book of Daniel, that the saints of the Most High God are going to be the ones to inherit this planet Earth. And who are the saints of the Most High God? The Christians.
I want to talk about persecution, and I'm going to read from 1 Peter chapter 4, and here we go. And I pray that the Lord will bless this word into your hearts, because you may be, that is listening to me in the radio land, you may be living in a country where persecution is much more severe, and I'm going to pray that the Lord will give you the zeal and the anointing to stand up for him, to still uphold your faith as the Lord commanded. Because even in the Western world, where it looks as if there has been not much persecution that is visible, it's coming. It's coming according to the scriptures. And this is the more reason why this message is very pertinent. But if you are in the Muslim-controlled countries and you have been persecuted for following Christ, hold on, because your reward is great in heaven. And I'm going to read from 1 Peter chapter 4. Here, verse 1 says, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lusts of men, but to the will of God. Now, Apostle Peter is reminding us here that Christ suffered in the flesh, and we are to arm ourselves with the same mind that, like Apostle Paul wrote, he said, if we suffer for him, we shall reign also with him. And he said, the men of the world may be persecuting you because since you accepted Christ, you are different. He said, but the time of our life, but the time past of our life may suffice us. That is, we have had our own share of sin with the world, but we have run to Christ for refuge. We have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walk in lasciviousness and lust and excess of wine, revelings and banquetings and abominable idolatries. Wherein they think of fit, they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess of riot, and they are speaking evil of you. Okay. But they shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. The Lord Jesus Christ is the one that is going to judge the quick, the living, and the dead. So we are to remember that since he suffered, he has said, because they persecute me, they will persecute you also. But we are to arm ourselves with the same mind, so that we do not lose hope, no matter what you are suffering. But I know that when I was back in Africa, I had a high school kid that just became a Christian. He was formerly a non-Christian from another religion. When he became a Christian, he started pointing out some of the errors that his family were doing, and he refused to participate in it anymore, and that made his daddy to be furious. Just like Christ said, when light shall come, there shall be restriction, there shall be confrontation with darkness. There will always be confrontation with darkness. And he said, men refuse to come to the light because their deeds are evil. Their deeds are evil. And we that are being persecuted for righteousness' sake, we just have to remember what the Word of God says. And let me read again what the Lord Jesus Christ said. The blessed are ye when men shall revile you. That is Matthew chapter 5, verse 11. Let me read verse 10 first. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Verse 11. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Just remember, let it be false accusation. Of course, it is not false when you have accepted Jesus Christ. They are saying you have changed your faith and you have turned away from your old religion, which is not the way to heaven, and you have accepted Christ. Let that not be a false accusation. But when they are persecuting you falsely for the sake of Christ and thinking that you are actually evil, I remember following this high school man, young man, to his parents, just to talk to the parents. And one elderly person was complaining about this new born-again group that has come to town, that every place wherever we have had a convert, it's like a sorrow in that family. Look like to the man, it looked like when anybody joined that born again Christian group, there is a sorrow that entered the family because the rest of the people will be in conflict and confrontation. That is true. It looked like sorrow, but what did Christ say? He said, I have not come to bring peace upon earth, I have come to bring division. In a single house, the father will be divided against his son, and his son against his father, the daughter against the mother, the mother against the daughter. Why? Because when Christ comes into one of the members of the family, that's light coming in to the house. And darkness that has been in that family all the time, we come against the light of Christ. What is darkness? The sin, the sinful nature, the ungodliness that has been going on in that family. All the stealing, all the cheating, all the lying, all the ungodliness, all the idolatry that has been going on in that family. Here is a lie that begins to kick against it. He does not want to participate in it, or she does not want to participate in it. How much more if she is pointing it out to the rest of the family? There will be confrontation. It has always been the case. But Christ said, he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And that is the key thing. You that have accepted Jesus Christ, hold on. Remember the Bible verses that say, blessed are you when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. I remember that man saying that, and that he said, anywhere any member of the family joined this born again Christian group, there is sorrow in that family. I said, what he meant by sorrow means there will be conflict between this new person and the rest of the family. But Christ promised that if you hold on, you will win. The light will win some of the people in darkness in the end. But there will always, first of all, be confrontation. Conflict, even between a husband and a wife, that occurred before. I remember being slapped by the husband of a woman that accepted Christ, and the woman was furious against me because the woman started pointing out one of the things she won't do for the husband, which she has been doing all along, when she realized that was her idolatry. Now, the Bible is clear. He said, blessed are ye when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, hear the Lord. For great is your reward in heaven. Your reward will be great in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. You understand that? They persecuted the prophets which were before you, so rejoice. So that puts you in the category, in the class of the prophets of God, where you are persecuted by men that did not believe, either because you are a Christian or because you tried to witness to them and they became violent against you. The Bible says rejoice. This is not something to be downcasted, but rejoice because you are now in the class of the prophets of God. And that should make us to rejoice. For ye are the salt of the earth. So, but the salt must not lose its savor. You see, if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. So, now what are we saying? The Bible is saying we should not be downcasted when we are persecuted. But what I want to point out today in this sermon is persecution will surely come. As Peter said, as I was reading in 1 Peter chapter 4, and let me continue, that's 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 13. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Now let me read from verse 12. Say, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. Now the same fiery trial can be attributed to persecution, because most of the time it's persecution that has been trying the faith of the saints. What the devil wanted to get out of persecution is to make you deny your faith or make you deny Christ when you are pressured on both sides, like Apostle Paul said that pressured and persecuted on all sides. But if you hold on to the end, you shall receive the crown of glory. The beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happen unto you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Verse 16 says, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. So let us not be ashamed of being a Christian, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Now, verse 17 is very important, because this is where I'm really going. See, for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? Now, I want to point to something here. When we say persecution, sometimes people look for the idol worshippers to be the one to persecute the Christians. No. The idol worshippers that most likely will persecute you may be the church goers that have been going to church, the denominational groups that have been following tradition of their fathers. Church membership is all they know. They are not really born again. They have not received the Spirit of Christ in their life. They have not received a new life, and they are just playing church. And when the true light comes into their midst by somebody claiming that he is born again now and his lifestyle is changed, and it's not just playing church, it's now pointing to the errors of the church members, the persecution may arise right from there also. And much more than that, there will be at the end of the world the gathering of the tears, because the word of God, when the Lord Jesus gave a parable of the tears in the field, it can be interpreted as what you see in the church world right now, where there are multitudes of denominations, churches, that do not believe that Jesus is the only way. And because they don't believe Jesus is the only way, they simply assume that any religion, the party, may save people. But that will be perhaps one of the dividing doctrines. Do you believe Jesus is the only way? Just like he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Well, there will be a division in the end. Let me read what the Lord Jesus Christ said when he mentioned that. At the end of the world, the angels will come and they will sever the unjust from the just. the wicked from the church. Well, that is exactly the time of separation. That will come, even, well, how will that come? It also will first come to the church of God, where he said, gather my wheat into my barn. They gather the tears, bundle them together for burning, because the denominations will begin to be bundled together when they join hands with the governments of the world so as to form what you call a false peace in the world. And now then they will be pointing accusing fingers to the so-called fanatics that don't want peace, because they are confronting other religions. And we that say Jesus Christ is the only way will be classified as fanatics. And that is where the world is going, and this is one of the things that you have to begin to remember. Maybe you are not aware of it. Many countries of the world right now, what the Bible clearly stated as abomination in the eyes of God as something like homosexuality. Many denominational churches are embracing homosexuality, even to the point that some churches are even ordaining ministers that are well known and that have declared themselves as homosexuals and welcoming homosexuals into their groups. Not just welcoming them, but even accepting them as just another lifestyle, when the Bible says it is an abomination. So now, that is the beginning of the end. Those are signs of the end. But the Lord can set the homosexual free from that corruption if they will come to Christ and be saved. But we don't welcome them in and make them to be just part of us and not repenting. Let's forget about the homosexuality. Think of somebody that you know is a blatant sin, an adulterer, a womanizer. The Bible said, cast such a person out of your midst. That was what Apostle Paul said when he said, if there was a report that there was one man that was a fornicator among you, when he wrote to the Corinthians. He said, at such persons you will be delivered unto Satan. Now, if that is the punishment that was meted in the first church against an adulterer, a fornicator, which is just as sinful as homosexuality, it's all sexual perversion, the same thing is what you should do to someone that declared himself or herself as homosexual, because it's a sexual perversion. Cast him or her out of your group if you want to follow the word of the living God. But if he repents and wants to be delivered, then deliver him by praying for him, because that is what the word of God says. Now, by the time the denominations are welcoming those ungodliness and joining with the governments of the world just for the sake of what they call false peace, they will begin to rise up persecution against we that are fundamentals, or we that are claiming Jesus is the only way, we that are holding up the Bible and the scriptures as the only truth. That is the beginning of the separation. So that persecution will begin to come at the end of the world from the members of the denominations that are not following the word of God. So you have to bear that in mind. That is what Apostle Peter is alluding to here in 1 Peter chapter 4 when he said judgment will begin from the house of God. So you say, how will that begin? Exactly as I describe it. By the time the Lord begins to bring the judgment, he's going to have to first separate the tares from the wheat. Verse 17. So for the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And when God begins to separate the tares from the wheat better stand firm. The wheat better stand firm. So anyone that is one-legged in, one-legged out, you are not in the kingdom, you are not out of the kingdom. You say you follow Jesus only, but you are kind of sympathizing with the fornicators and with the homosexuals, then you spool thee out of his mouth, because you say you are neither cold nor hot. See, the word of God has to be preached as the word, as the Bible stated, that is, preach the word, not compromising, and stand firm on what you believe, confessing the truth, but still showing love. Because the very important thing is, when we preach against all this ungodliness, not in hatred, but still preaching it in love, because that is the only way they can be saved. But if you don't point it out that this is evil, how will they be saved? If you compromise with them and agree with them that, well, that's just their lifestyle, how will they repent? But the Bible said preach the word in season and out of season. So what we are saying is, at this end of the world, all the lukewarm believers that couldn't stand on the ground of the word of God to confess the truth, no matter what they are going to suffer, those lukewarm believers will be bound, and like tears, they will be bundled together with the governments of the world in a world ecumenical council of churches, and those will go together with Antichrist system. And that is the judgment that will first begin at the house of God. And those that will separate themselves from all those lukewarmness, and they will be separated by the anointing of the Holy Ghost that will begin to come upon them, so that they are ready for Christ's coming. And that will be separation before the Lord bundle them together in the world war and the Armageddon that will destroy masses. But the wheat and we that are saved, that are Christians, that are expecting Christ, that are standing for the truth, we shall be translated. That is the plan of God, and it's coming to happen very shortly. And he said, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Now, like I said, this persecution will arise, and the separation will begin to be defined, the line that separates the true faithful believers from the false believers will begin to be defined when the Lord begins to put the pressure, and there will be persecution even from the false believers, because they will begin to persecute those who stand firm for the gospel of salvation. So that is what I want you to first to understand, that when we see persecution is coming, you may begin to see it right from your own household, right from your own church membership denomination. But he that standeth unto the end, he that standeth firm, he that endure unto the end shall be saved. So remember this. And I also went further. I want to say a little bit again to tell you exactly what we see in the book of Revelation chapter 13 about this same persecution that will come. And in chapter 13 verse 7, here is what the word of God said about this Antichrist, which is called the beast in the book of Revelation chapter 13. He said, and it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Now, making war with the saints, we Christians, we born-again believers are always classified as the saints of God in the Bible. And persecution that is coming is pointed out in that book of Revelation as a prophecy, that this beast that we believe to be the Antichrist, which will come at the end of the world, will make war with the saints. Now, this is not going to be a physical combat between military forces. This is going to be spiritual warfare that will also come in form of persecution against the true faithful believers. And what I mentioned to you earlier on, that the false believers that will be joining together in form of false denominations and ecumenical systems that will also join with the governments of the world, they will be part of this Antichrist beast. The Christ has said, when men persecute you and revile you and speak evil of you for my name's sake, that rejoice, because great is your reward in heaven. And also you have to remember, during this time, the Lord will be mightily around about we that are his people. So you have to decide right now, on whose side are you going to be? God wants you to decide, which side are you going to be? Choose this day whom you will serve, like Joshua told to the Israelites. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. This persecution is coming. It is part of this persecution. What it will do is to make you decide, make you to choose whom you will serve. Christ said, he said, count the cost of being a disciple, because it will come to that at the end of the world. But make up your mind right now that you are ready to serve Jesus, ready to die for the faith of Christ, without raising up your hand, but praying for those that persecute you and loving them, because that is the example Christ showed to us. When he was being crucified, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That is the example he has laid out for us. When Stephen, the first martyr for for Christianity, when he was being stoned, he was praying and said, Father, lay not this sin to their charge. And we are commanded and expected to do likewise, to pray for those that are persecuting us, but to rejoice because we are coming to the class of the prophets of God when we are persecuted for our faith in Christ. But that persecution is coming, is going to make you that is listening to me to decide on whose side will you be. And during that time, those who are standing for Christ, there will be great anointing that will stand with them, great power that Christ will show through you, not only to make you to be able to bear the persecution, also to demonstrate the power of God, the power of love, to demonstrate the power of supernatural miracle, like we saw in the days of the Old Testament. When they were persecuted, that was when God was able to demonstrate his power, like what happened in the days of Daniel the prophet. He was arrested, he was thrown into the lion's den, and then God demonstrated his power, because if there was no lion's den, if no one like Daniel was thrown there, then there would be no way to demonstrate that God has power over the lions too. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were arrested for not bowing down to the idols, and they were thrown into the furnace of fire, God was there to demonstrate that he has power over the fire. If these three men were not thrown into the fire, there would be no way of God demonstrating that to the world. So there will be a demonstration of the power of God in times like that when the persecution arises. But only who will stand with God is the point. Who is bold enough to stand with God in the face of fire, in the face of persecution, in the face of death? But the Bible said, we, the believers at this time, said they overcame the dragon by the blood of the Lamb of God, by the word of their testimony, and that they loved not their life unto death. That is the victory that we have in Revelation chapter 12. That they overcame that dragon, the devil, because they loved not their lives unto death. Are you ready to stand for Jesus Christ? And he's calling you right now. If you are listening to me, you are not even Christian, you are not even saved, you want to know that this is the true grace of God wherein we are standing. The true grace, the grace that was reported, that you have heard of the apostles of the old time. God is calling you out. The door is still open. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, because this is the anointing. It's the only one that can give you the new life and the anointing that is able to stand for something that is real and not be afraid. All the apostles were able, because they were sure of this way, that this is the only way to our salvation. And we have experienced it, that in Christ Jesus is the only hope of eternal life and peace in your heart. Even right here on earth, peace will be in your heart. The heart peace, not the peace that the world is looking for. That means peace means there is no war. But the physical, the spiritual war that is raging internally between good and evil, that peace that God can give to you is only through Jesus Christ, when he fills you with the Holy Ghost, so that you have the gifts of peace, the fruits of peace and joy and love from you in your heart, that overwhelms all things that money cannot buy. That peace that passes understanding, Christ can give it to you. And where you are invited to come to Jesus Christ right now, and I'm going to pray for you. And when you stand for Jesus, then you can understand all that we have been preaching right now, because this persecution will come against the true believers. But great is your reward in heaven, because for likewise, so they persecuted the prophet that were before you, that you just come to the class of the prophets when you endure persecution for the name of Christ. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening right now, that they will understand this message and they will be ready to suffer for Christ without denying Christ. Even if it comes to dying for Christ, that they are ready. Give us the grace, Lord, and the anointing to stand firm and not fail thee and not deny Christ. Because in the days of those type of persecution, God also will demonstrate the great power of his anointing that will continue with us. The great power of his anointing will be demonstrated at this time. And I'm praying that the Lord will give you that anointing and also will give you the boldness to stand. Jesus is coming soon. All these things that have been written in the gospel, they will soon take place. And before the end of the world comes, before the Lord takes the Christians, the true believers away from here, we allow persecution to separate the wheat from the tares. And then the tares, the lukewarm believers, and those that will join with the governments of the world to persecute the true believers will be bonded together for the war that will destroy masses, Armageddon, and the plagues and the wrath of God that is coming upon the world. But the saints of God, the weak, will be taken in the rapture. Get ready, for this is coming soon. On the internet, you can write, you can get some of our literatures freely, and also you can send email to us at gospeldistribution.org, www.gospeldistribution, one word, gospeldistribution.org, and then you can also send email to webmaster@gospeldistribution.org, and we shall send you some more literature. Jesus loves you.